This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Open the eyes of our heart, Lord Christ. Open our ears. Because just as you called the disciples by saying, come and see, so too you call us. Enable us. Come and see. Amen. So I don't know if you heard, but they're doing some kind of election for a bishop in our diocese. And God has a sense of humor. When this whole thing started, I was sort of pulled kicking and screaming into the process. And along the way, started to understand that maybe there was a call from God that I should be a part of the process. And it came down to a point where they had 9 finalists left, and I was in the mix. And they took us away in a retreat, and they were going to figure out the 5 finalists that they would have. And when the list of those 5 finalists came back, there was nobody from this diocese, including me. Now, every other time in my life when there has been something like that that has transpired, sort of a confirmation from the outside that this is not what is supposed to happen, I've had a tremendous peace in my soul. But that didn't happen this time. There was just this incredible restlessness. And you know, we're promised the fruit of the Spirit, especially that peace that passes all understanding. And I didn't have that. And it became clearer and clearer to me, and talking it through with Dee and some other key people in my life, that there needed to be a choice given for the people of God of this diocese of somebody who was one of us, that needed to be there to sort of at least legitimize this election. And there I was. And so, as the local candidate, my name was put back in by petition. Now, God's sense of humor, what's the gospel today? Can anything good come out of Nazareth? We know the hometown, Boynton Beach. And I really don't know what's going to happen. But Dee and I have such tremendous peace because the call was to offer ourselves. And I think that's what Jesus is getting at in the gospel today. The call is to offer ourselves. And when we do that, we really don't need to worry about anything else. And it's a reality that in a couple of weeks, we are either going to be preparing for the next 14 years together, or we're going to be preparing to say goodbye. And we're going to be happy with wherever God leads. Certainly we'd be sad to leave this place. One of the things that came across crystal clear for us, and if you're not aware, for the last 8 days, they have marched us from the Florida Keys all the way up to the north end of the diocese into Cuesta. And every day we've been seeing ministries and being asked questions right and left and going and shake hands with everybody that there is. And the one thing that Dee and I came away with is we'd go to a church, we'd go to a ministry, we'd go to a service, and every single time we'd come out, we'd look at each other and we'd say, that was really nice. But it wasn't St. Joseph's. We need to acknowledge what's going on here. Not only this service, but the whole Unplugged community that's developing, and the whole community and the ministries that exist here. We need to acknowledge that God is doing something special here. And that call to come and see, we continue, each of us need to look into our hearts and see, What is God calling me to do and become? Jesus gave that call to them, the first frail, to this point, six. He's going to extend it out, and he extended it out to each one of us. And we're all called in whatever way to use the gifts that God has given us. And I want to make a couple points in that regard, to use the gifts we've been called to use. Some of us are called to lead. Others of us are called to follow. But in any way, we're called to use our gifts. You know, we just celebrated yesterday at a funeral for a lady by the name of Marie Cameron. Marie is one of my heroes. About 12 years ago, we started doing those Italian dinners, like the one coming up next week. And I was assembling for the first time what has become to be known as the Kitchen Dream Team. The sous chefs were in there slicing and dicing with me all week long. This lady, 12 years ago, walked into the kitchen, and I did not know her at all, and her opening line to me was, "My name is Marie. I'm here to help. Give me the job that nobody else will do." And for every successive Italian dinner, while her health enabled her, Marie did all the jobs that nobody else wanted, and with a joyful heart. Some of us are called to be those behind-the-scenes people who make it all possible. I remember the story of this girl who was applying to a prestigious college for scholarship, and they had those long applications. And one of the questions was, "Are you a leader? Will you be a leader at our college?" And she was honest, and she responded. She said, "Nope, but I'll be the best follower you've ever had. I will be the person in every committee that gets the work done." 2 weeks later, the scholarships were awarded, and she opened her letter, and much to her surprise, they gave her a full scholarship. And in the letter, they had wording like this: "Dear Sarah, we have decided to give you a full scholarship to our college because you said that you will be a follower. We received 1,999 other applications, and they are all going to be our leaders, and we need at least one person who will be a follower." Whatever our gifts are, we're called to use them. And that calls for a radical honesty with ourselves. Bishop Friday, who preached an emotional sermon just before this service, talked about the fact that when he was leaving Cuba, you were only allowed to take $5. His mother had given him a 50-cent silver coin. And when he went before that immigration agent to leave the country, and he was asked, "How much money are you taking out of the country?" And he was honest, and he said, $5.50. And they asked him again, and he said, $5.50. And then they reminded him that you're only allowed to take $5 out of the country. How much money do you have? And he continued to say, $5.50. He used that as an example of how, above all other things, we are just called to be faithful and true. And that's what Jesus saw in Philip and in Nathaniel. And that's what we are called to be. So, as we look at our call today, with all these people who've made commitments in baptism, confirmation, reception, as we look to what's going on in our diocese, maybe God is telling us today, we need to look inside each of our hearts. God calls each one of us. Am I ready to come and see? May we have the courage to do that. Amen.